This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories about a pastor who was called to protect French Jews.
A Bible lecturer and pastor of an evangelical church in Marseille, France, Jean Lumière, felt called by God. He felt called to protect the Jews of France, who he witnessed being persecuted as the Nazis occupied the country. In 1941, after giving a lecture, Pastor Lumière met Joseph Boss, a Russian-born Jew in hiding, who had started a rescue group called Service André. Lumière agreed to support the effort, which aided Jews being persecuted by both the Nazis and the Vichy French collaborating with the Germans. The members of Service André were all of different faiths, and they all understood the risks they were taking by helping Jews. This brave group not only sheltered Jewish people, but smuggled them out of France before the Nazis could murder them. Each Sunday after church, Pastor Lumière would provide Jews with fake ID papers and the addresses of Christians willing to hide them. He found hiding places for Jewish children with Christian families or with Christian organizations, also helping Jewish adults escape across the border to safety. 13 members of the Widgerbunds family were among the many Jews who Lumière joined with the Red Cross to liberate from detention camps. Pastor Lumière kept up his holy work until March of 1943, when an informant's betrayal led to both Joseph Boss and Lumière being hunted by the Gestapo. Boss was able to escape, but Pastor Lumière refused to go into hiding. I'll share more of his story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 Friends of the Jewish People as righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting HolyLandRadio.org. That's HolyLandRadio.org.